This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee meeting concluded today after the key benchmark decisions announcement made by Governor Sanjay Malhotra. Now we go over live to listen to the announcements by the Governor on monetary policy.
With the target of 4% over a 12-month horizon. On the other hand, impeded by a challenging global environment, growth is still on a recovery path after an underwhelming performance in the first half of 24-25, which is the last fiscal. In such challenging global economic conditions, the benign inflation outlook and the moderate growth demand that the MPC continues to support growth. Accordingly, the MPC unanimously voted to reduce the policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6%. Moreover, it also decided to change the stance from neutral to accommodative. It also noted that the rapidly evolving situation requires continuous monitoring and assessment of the economic outlook.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the spiritual prayer Navkar Mahamantra is not just a mantra but the center of faith. Addressing a gathering on the occasion of Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi this morning, Mr. Modi said that significance of the Mahamantra is not just spiritual but it is the key to life. The Prime Minister chanted the Navkar Mahamantra with people from more than 108 countries. The Navkar Mahamantra is the most revered and universal chant in Jainism.
है स्वयं पर विश्वास करो, स्वयं की यात्रा शुरू करो. दुश्मन बाहर नहीं है, दुश्मन भीतर है. नकारात्मक सोच, अविश्वास, वैमनस्य, स्वार्थ, यही वे शत्रु हैं जिन्हें जीतना ही असली विजय है.
President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Slovakian capital Bratislava early morning today after concluding her successful state visit to Portugal. President's visit to Portugal was the first state visit to Portugal in 27 years, marking a significant milestone in diplomatic relations. Karnataka-based writer, activist and lawyer Banu Mushtaq's short story collection Heart Lamp has been shortlisted for the International Booker Prize 2025. The United States said that 104% duties on imports from China is taking effect today. Initially, China was said to face a 34% tariff increase as part of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs package. Asian markets sank again today as the White House imposed reciprocal U.S. tariffs, including a massive 104% levy on Chinese imports. Japan's Nikkei 225 index fell nearly 4% in morning trade, while markets in South Korea, New Zealand and Australia also declined, according to the Associated Press. China's blue chip slipped 1.2%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng index tumbled 3.1%. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans will play against Rajasthan Royals at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh. In another match yesterday, Lucknow Super Giants beat hosts Kolkata Knight Riders by 4 runs at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. In shooting, Vijay Veer Sidhu has become the first Indian to win gold in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event of ISSF World Cup in Buenos Aires, Argentina. In women's category, Suruchi Singh claimed her maiden gold in 10-meter air pistol event. The double golds put India on top of medals tally with 4 gold, 1 silver and a bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.